A dismal report today on the state of U.S. banks. The industry turned in meager profits of $5 billion in the second quarter. That's a decline of more than 80% from this time last year. This gloomy assessment came from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation this afternoon. The FDIC said U.S. banks are having to set aside more and more money to cover their losses from bad real estate loans. For more on this, NPR's Jim Zaroli joins us from New York. And Jim, as part of this FDIC report, I understand there's a list of problem banks. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, every 3 months, the FDIC puts out a report about the health of the banking sector. And normally it doesn't get a lot of attention, but these are not ordinary times in the banking business, so these reports are getting a bit more scrutiny. And what the FDIC does is it tries to quantify how many banks are at risk of failing. That doesn't mean they will fail, of course. It just means they're kind of on the edge. It does not name them because that would make the customers of the banks pretty nervous, and you'd have, you know, old-fashioned run on the bank in a lot of places. But the FDIC does give numbers, and what the report today said was that 117 banks were at risk of failing at the beginning of July. That's compared to 90 at the end of March. If you want to measure it another way, the total assets at these problem banks went from $26 billion to $78 billion. Now, much of that was because of the failure of one very big bank, IndyMac, which is the big California mortgage bank that was taken over by the feds in July.
Now, we mentioned that the FDIC is talking about bad real estate loans that these banks are having to cover. What other problems are the banks dealing with?
Well, the problem kind of goes beyond real estate loans. You have a lot of banks that are seeing mortgage losses right now, of course. And as they lose money, they're having to put more and more money into reserves to cover bad loans. The FDIC has actually been pressuring them to do this. When they have to set money aside, it's reflected in their bottom line. So the $5 billion that the industry made last quarter, that was its second worst performance since 1991. It's just a scary time for the banks. The chairman of the FDIC, Sheila Bair, held a press conference today, and she made pretty clear, you know, things are going to get worse before they get better.
A scary time. And how big a problem is this from the federal government's perspective?
Well, Sheila Bair was asked about that. What she said is that the vast majority of banks in the United States are still well capitalized. That's not a problem. We've seen a rise in the number of people who cannot pay their loans. It's still a manageable number. The problem is this. The FDIC, as you probably know, insures the money that people have in their banks up to $100,000. It has a fund it uses to pay depositors when their bank has problems. The money for this fund comes from the banks themselves, the banks that the FDIC regulates. It charges them premiums. The more banks fail, the more strained the FDIC fund becomes. The IndyMac takeover in particular used up a lot of FDIC resources. And when that happens, the FDIC has to raise premiums. It charges banks, and it's doing that right now. There have been significant increases in bank premiums.
And when the FDIC does that, when it raises premiums, what effect does that have on the banks?
Well, it aggravates the troubles they're experiencing. And the troubles at the banks are a big reason why the economy is slowing so much right now. The banks have had all these losses in real estate and subprime, and they've become afraid to lend money. Even though the Federal Reserve has lowered short-term interest rates a lot, they just haven't been lending. So when they have to pay higher premiums, when they have to set aside more money in loan reserves, it just hurts their bottom line. It makes them more scared, and that postpones the rebound in the economy a little bit more.
Okay, NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York. Jim, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.